it was customary of Christ, being the good teacher, to use various forms and various manners in which to teach his followers. He desired his followers to be the kind of people that God, his Father, would be pleased with. It was customary of Christ to use parables, what we call a story or an illustration, really, that would demonstrate and help his followers understand what was truly acceptable before God the Father. In Luke chapter 8 is the parable of the sower. In this parable, we understand that the sower spreads the seeds, which is the Word of God, out into the ground. One of the types of ground, the types of soil, was the good soil. So, what does it mean to be good soil? Jesus mentions the good soil where the seeds fell in verse 8, and he describes the explanation really of it is in verse 15 of Luke chapter 8, where he describes the type of individual, the heart of that individual that receives the seed, the Word of God. So what was Christ trying to help us understand as we read his word and we desire to be pleasing before God? As we read this account, we see that Jesus used the good soil to represent people who would be receptive to his will. That's in verse 15, as Christ himself even explained. Good soil for God's word, being represented by the seed, the good soil represents those whose minds are open and receptive to godly admonition. The good soil is also the type of ground that in a sense gives protection to the seed. Now you notice that the birds came to the hard soil and devoured the seed, but the birds did not go to the good soil and retrieve the seed from it. The question we may ask is why? Why did the birds not go? Well, because it makes common sense. We understand that it is more difficult to remove the seed from a soil that has been cultivated and that has been prepared and that has been cleaned and is difficult to retrieve the seeds from that kind of soil in which the seed has settled in and taken place. So how can we be the good seed that Jesus describes here? By preparing ourselves each time we receive God's word. We need to understand that if we are to be good seed, we have to be good soil, excuse me. We need to clear our minds of worldly things and remove earthly purposes from our heart when we begin to study God's holy will. We need to be open-minded such that we can mold our thinking around the words that are given to us in the Bible. This applies to really all types of reception of God's will. We may read His Word ourselves as we sit down at home. We may listen to a reading of His Word. Or someone may teach us His Word in a Bible study or in a sermon. Whatever the nature of how we receive the Word, being represented by the seed in this illustration, we must make sure that we are prepared and motivated to receive that Word properly and to protect that Word, to cherish that Word, and to allow it to change us so that in the end God's Word will take root and grow in us, being good soil to His glory. Let's be the good soil that receives the seed, embraces the seed, protects the seed, and gives the seed a place to live and to grow by the power of God.